Blog Talk Radio.
Ice tea, stone cold. Calling on everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Hello, my name is Ice T. Can you spare a few seconds to learn about cold water washing with Tide?
Hi, my name is Steve. Did you know washing in cold can save you $100 a year on your energy bill?
Why wouldn't you turn to cold? It helps the environment.
What? Because Stone Cold said so. Plus, Tide cleans great in cold.
It was a cold call.
Hello, this is Vanilla. Vanilla Ice.
Ice Ice, baby.
It is a cold call.
I'm busy.
Stop. Collaborate.
And listen.
All right, I'm listening.
We're on a mission to get everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
It saves you $100 a year on your energy bill.
If hot's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
You know his mother?
This was a cold call.
Mr. T here.
Mr. T.
This is a cold call.
Yeah, what y'all want?
Will you turn to cold washing with Tide?
Quit your jibber-jabber. Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
So Mr. T can wash his Hanes teas in cold.
You can save up to $100 on your energy bill.
Mr. T will turn to cold, and so will this fool.
I turn to cold.
You know, technically, you're Mr. T.
Technically, Steve.
This was a cold call.
This is Annie.
Annie Murphy. We're calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Unsubscribe.
Wait, wait, wait. This helps the environment.
And saves you money.
Oh, the environment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the trees and the shrubs. How much money?
$100 a year on your energy bill. It's like getting paid for doing nothing.
I will take that money for the environment.
This was a cold call.
Hello.
Hello, Mark Messier.
It's Messier.
Mark. Messier.
Mess-C-A.
This is a cold call.
Calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Yeah, guys, I've been doing it for years.
Really?
Saves me $100 a year on my energy bill. Plus, Tide cleans great and cold.
Tell me more.
Washing in cold helps the environment.
Hey, hey, how would you like a job at a call center, my man?
Absolutely not.
This was a cold call.
First of all, tonight I have a special dedication. And I want to set the language right this evening. This show and this network has always put people first. And of course, tonight I have a special dedication to Malcolm X, to Frederick Douglass, to Nelson Mandela, to Althea Gibson, to Spike Lee, to Thurgood Marshall, to Jackie Robinson, to Langston Hughes, to Shirley Chisholm. And of course, the great Martin Luther King Jr. Let us do our thing tonight. Let's represent all peoples around the world, especially the freedom fighters that I just mentioned. And now we go to it. Sponsored tonight by Procter & Gamble. And now, the Jacksons.
The Drum Major Instinct.
I have a dream that one day
of that
hear you, brother. I hear you. All right, family. So this is the product of the Beverly Nation. This is the Know Your Rights show, and I'm your host, Terry Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Obadeli and the O&E Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic this evening is spirituality, a new perspective, the anatomy of the spirit. If you take responsibility for the you half of a relationship by bringing your best, at the end of the day, you can live with yourself because you are the person you want to be and you are the person that you would want to be in a relationship with. And that was Phil Swan. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about the writings or the work from an author, Carolyn Mace. I would always say her last name incorrectly. She is a medical intuitive. And some of you out there are asking, what is a medical intuitive? A medical intuitive is a psychic or intuitive counselor who specializes in perceiving information concerning the human body. A medical intuitive can energetically read the insides, organs, glands, blood, and et cetera. They can tell what's going on in your body. And they do it metaphysically. Carolyn Mace is a very famous one, a very popular one, because she worked with a Harvard-educated neurosurgeon for years, helping him to diagnose and find illnesses that he wasn't able to find with medical technology. So when he would run into those problems, he would contact Carolyn to see what's really going on. And they worked together for years, and they wrote a book together. So while many of us out here are not even believing these things exist or can work, you have enlightened people who are using them to help save lives. They're living in a whole different reality because they understand the connection between our spiritual selves and our physical bodies. Again, we've said it in the past. We are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. So I want to talk about this tonight a little bit. I want to go in on her information. We're going to give a taste of her tonight because I want you guys to have these tools. You know, many of us are walking around unhealthy. We're unhealthy. We're killing ourselves because we don't understand how it works. You know, we are creating our diseases. We are creating our health issues because we don't understand. We create it, and then we go to our doctors to try to fix it. A lot of the times, they can't find out what's going wrong, and they're giving us drugs, throwing our bodies further out of whack to help to manage something that we are causing because we don't understand how it works. So literally, our biographies impact our biology. We are walking around, and for those who understand, they can see what you are not dealing with emotionally. You literally are creating these illnesses. So we're going to talk about this tonight a little bit and talk about the work of Carolyn Mace, all right? Now, to get started, I want to read a little story. It's an interesting way to look at death, and then we're going to go into her stuff a little bit, and hopefully we can get some conversations going. And we can get this show moving, and hopefully it will help some of you guys understand how serious this is. Because, you know, I mean, we're running to alcohol, we're running to drugs, we're running into relationships, and we're unhealthy on the inside. We're not healthy because we don't understand, you know, and we're in and out of the doctor's office, and we're in and out of this and that, taking drugs and pills all the time because we don't understand that our thinking is incorrect, that our beliefs, which are guiding our emotions, are killing us. We have trauma held in ourselves from our youth that we are carrying today that has been unresolved, and we're walking around with it. And then we're going into these relationships with people, and they have to deal with it. They have to deal with your illnesses and you being unhealthy. So that's what this is about. All right, so let me get started reading this, and then we have another track from Brother O, because he seems like he's really you know, he's having a good time tonight. An interesting way to look at death. We were met at the dock by a man who drove us in a van from the ferry to the local hotel. We went to our room and collapsed on the bed. Everyone but me falling into a deep sleep. I was too wound up, so I left the hotel and started wandering around the town. The van driver spotted me, stopped his vehicle, and asked me where I was going. I told him I was out for a walk. He told me to jump in his van, which I did, and he dropped me off in front of an old two-story wooden building. Going up to the second floor, he said, the name of the woman who lives there is Rachel. Go talk to her for a while, and I'll come back for you. Today, back in Chicago, such behavior would be considered fairly dangerous. But at the time, my reasoning ability was eclipsed by my exhaustion and by my fascination with Alaska. So I did just what he suggested. I walked up the stairs and I knocked on the door. A Native American woman in her early 80s, Rachel, opened the door and said, well, come on in. I'll make you some tea. This was Alaskan etiquette, gracious, trusting, warm hospitality. She did not seem surprised to see me, nor did she act as if I were an imposition. For her, this was just an ordinary experience of someone dropping in for tea and conversation. As I sat dreamily in Rachel's home, I felt as if I were between two different worlds. Half the apartment was decorated with objects from Russian culture icons of the Black Madonna, a samovar in which Rachel was making the tea, Russian lace window curtains. The other half was pure Athabascan Indian, including a small totem pole and an Indian blanket that hung on the wall. Looking up from the samovar, Rachel noticed that I was looking at the totem pole. Do you know how to read a totem pole, she asked. No, I replied. I didn't realize you could read one. Oh my, yes. Totem poles are spiritual statements about the guardians of the tribe. Rachel said, look at that one. The animal on top is a bear. That means that the spirit of the bear is strong, clever at stalking his prey, but never killing just to kill, only for protection and needing long periods of sleep to recover his strength. This spirit guides our tribe. We must imitate that spirit. So hearing those words, I woke up. I was in the presence of a good teacher, and a good teacher brings me to attention instantly. Rachel told me that she was half Russian and half Athabascan and had lived in Alaska long before it became a state. As she shared, albeit briefly, her background in Athabascan spiritual traditions with me, she changed my life forever. See that blanket on the wall? That blanket is very special. In the Athabascan culture, being a blanket maker or a songwriter or having any occupation is a matter of great honor. You have to have permission from a songwriter to sing his songs because his songs contain his spirit. And when you are a blanket maker, you are forbidden to begin weaving a blanket unless you know you will live long enough to finish it. If you find out that you need to die, mind you, she said, need to die. You must perform a ceremony with someone who will agree to finish the task for you because you cannot leave one part of your work unfinished before you die. Otherwise, you leave a part of your spirit behind. That blanket was almost finished when the Great Spirit came in a dream to the woman who was making it and told her to prepare to leave the earth. She asked the spirit if she could live long enough to finish the blanket. And the spirit said, yes, she'll be given that much more time. She died 2 days after finishing that blanket. Her spirit is in that blanket in a good and powerful way, and it gives me strength. Life is simple, Rachel said. You are born into life to care for each other and for the earth. And then you receive word that your time is coming to an end, and you must make the proper arrangements to depart, leaving behind no unfinished business. You must make your apologies, pass on your tribal responsibilities, and accept from the tribe its gratitude and love for your time with them. Simple as that. Rachel paused to pour our tea, then began again. Tomorrow night, I go to a ceremony, a potlatch ceremony. A man is preparing to leave the earth, and he will give to the tribe all of his belongings. He will lay his clothes and his tools in a long dish. The tribe will symbolically accept his belongings, meaning that he will be released from any tribal responsibilities so that he can complete the work of his spirit. Then he will leave us, said Rachel. I was dumbstruck by Rachel's serenity and matter-of-fact attitude, especially her calmness about death. Where was all the fear about death to which I was so accustomed in my own culture? Rachel had just blown up my entire world as I understood it, in particular, my concept of the spiritual dimension of life or God. Yet she was as casual as summer rain. I wanted to dismiss the truth she offered over tea as nothing more than primitive beliefs, but my gut feeling told me she knew a God that was far more real than my own. How does this man know he is going to die? Is he sick? I asked. Oh, she said, he went to the medicine man. The medicine man looked at his energy. His energy told the medicine man what was happening to him. How does the medicine man know these things? She seemed shocked at my ignorance. Tell me, Rachel said, looking directly into my eyes. How is it that you do not know such things? How can you live without knowing what your spirit is doing and what your spirit is saying to you? She added, everyone goes to the medicine man to learn what his spirit is saying. Years ago, the medicine man said to me, you will have a broken leg soon if you do not walk better. I knew he did not mean my physical walk. He meant that I was not honest because I wanted another woman's man. I didn't need to see that man anymore. It was hard for me because I loved this man, but my spirit was becoming sick from dishonesty. I left this place for a while, and when I returned, I walked straight. Although I didn't know it at the time, my afternoon with her was my introduction to medical intuition. Brother O, got another track for me? I mean, so that was an interesting way to look at death. I thought that was a very powerful story. I wanted to share that with you guys. So now let's get into these chakras and what Mrs. Mace is saying about this. According to the Catholic Church, there are seven sacraments instituted by Jesus. According to a well-known tradition in Hinduism, there are seven chakras, i.e. focal points arranged along the spinal cord. And finally, according to the sacred wisdom of the Kabbalah, even though there are 10 emanations, there are actually seven branches of the Sephiroth. Notice the pattern. The universal jewel within the major religions is that the divine is locked into our biological system in seven stages of power that lead us to become more refined and transcendent in our personal power. Mrs. Mice tried to create a map of the human energy anatomy by overlapping these three religious traditions. What she came up with was something more, a philosophy of disease. My particular insights have shown me that emotional and spiritual stresses or diseases are the root causes of all physical illnesses. Moreover, certain emotional and spiritual crises correspond quite specifically to problems in certain parts of the body. So, in other words, a disease, I want you to hear this, family. A disease is a deviation from the God who is embedded within our bodies and biographies. In other words, a disease is a deviation from the God who is embedded within our bodies and biographies. So when we are getting sick and coming down with these diseases, we are disconnected from God. We are disconnected from God, actually. The God that resides with us. Consequently, a cure means going back to him, reestablishing the original equilibrium. So, each chapter in her book includes the parallels between the above-mentioned religious concepts and the related body parts of potential illnesses. So let's get started. Number one, the first chakra, tribal power, location, base of the spine, an analogous Christian sacrament, baptism, parallels in the Sephiroth or Judaism tradition, or the Shekinah, the feminine spirit, or the spiritual community of all humanity. The primary strength, tribal identity, a heightened feeling of belonging to a group, physical safety of the family, a sense of law and order, the ability to stand up for yourself and those around you. These are the primary fears of that first chakra. Fears of abandonment, loss of order, fears of physical survival, and the related body parts that correspond to this first chakra. The legs, the spine, the bones, the feet, the rectum, and the immune system, okay, and related health issues, depression, immune disorders, sciatica, chronic lower back pain, varicose veins, rectal cancer, and rectal tumors. The sacred truth that applies to this first chakra, all is one. And here are some questions for self-examination. Because if you're going through these things and it's out of, here are some questions for you to ask yourself, and maybe you guys want to write this down. What belief patterns did you inherit from your family? What superstitions do you have? List all the blessings that you feel come from your family. Describe the tribal characteristics within yourself that you would like to strengthen and develop. Okay, that's the first chakra. Chakra number two, power of relationships, location, lower abdomen to the navel area. Okay, this is where we feel it, family. All right, we get in these relationships, they aren't going right. Look at where it goes, to your lower abdomen, to the navel area. An analogous Christian sacrament. Communion, parallels in the Sephiroth or Judaism tradition, yesod or foundation, primary strength, financial independence, sexual prowess, the ability to take risks, the power to rebel, creativity and control, ethics and honor in relationships. This is the second chakra. Primary fears, fear of being controlled and dominated by someone else, impotence, rape, betrayal, addiction. These are the fears, and this is where that takes place in your second chakra. Related body parts, the hip area, the pelvis, the lower vertebrae, the large intestine, the appendix, the bladder, the sexual organs, related health issues, pelvic and lower back pain. How many of us suffer from these? Urinary and sexual potency problems. Okay? Sacred truth. Honor one another. We must honor one another. And here are some questions for self-examination that comes with the second chakra, the second chakra. Do you consider yourself a creative person? Are you comfortable with your sexuality? If not, are you able to work towards healing your sexual imbalances? Do you use people for sexual pleasure, or have you felt used? Are you strong enough to honor your sexual boundaries? Okay? Brother, you have another track for us?
Oh,
actually have a caller in the queue. Caller, who am I speaking with? This is Tara Strength. You know you're right, sir. Who am I speaking with?
Peace and blessings.
Sister Betsy. How are you doing?
Hi, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, I'm enjoying your show. I'm enjoying what you're saying. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, when you talk about the spiritual level, about the Creator, you know, I've always tried to keep the Creator in my heart, no matter where I went, no matter what I did. And, you know, you can live and you could have psychic attacks. You know, when I say psychic attacks, people sending negative energy upon your spirit. And, you know, that can also make a person ill, you know, mm-hmm. because they know that the psychic attack is upon them. And they seem like you're the only one that see it and the people around you can't see it. And it affects your body. It affects your mind. It affects your health. And I feel that the only power that I have is to believe in the Creator. And that's what gives me strength and courage, you know, because there is a spiritual attack upon your soul, period, in this environment that we're living on. And it can cause sickness.
Yes. Do you mind if I make a comment, Sister Bessie, about that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let's look at what let's think about what's really going on with that, okay? Because people can try to think whatever they want to think about you. The way it works down here is we have a responsibility to figure out what's going on within ourselves spiritually. If we have ourselves unfinished emotional work that we have not worked through, that is embedded in ourselves, that we haven't worked through, then it makes it easier. It's just like having a pain. It's like you scraping your knee very badly, and you haven't addressed it. You haven't wrapped it up. You haven't put some alcohol on it. People touch it, it's tender. So the more that we do the work of being honest and dealing with our stuff that many of us have been carrying for our lives, then we become more impervious to these other frequencies from other people who may not do as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a clear sign. Just because I think something about you doesn't mean that I have to have an impact on you if I'm taking care of myself that way. Because
mm-hmm.
when you do that, when you take care of yourself and you're honest and you deal with the stuff, you raise your own vibrational frequency. And negativity can't do anything with that if you raise
mm-hmm.
your energy. The problem is many of us are not raising our energy. What we're doing is we're identifying with everything that comes our way because we're still wounded underneath. Or as Carolyn calls it, woundology. We're still wounded. So that's what that says, that we still
mm-hmm.
have a lot of work that we have underneath. When you build yourself up and you deal with that work, it becomes far more difficult for people to throw you off of your game that way because you've done the work. They're just tests for you. So when you feel like that's happening, that's just the universe telling you that you still have work. Whether we're avoiding it, whether it was too traumatic or whatever, we still have work that we need to do to heal. That's what that means.
Yeah.
I love you.
And yes, I love you too. And I'm just thankful because I know that I have to do work on myself spiritually. And the pain that I have to work on that. And you know I love you, you know, and yes. I thank you for all that you do, and I'm still here. And people out there, I'm still here. But I'm just taking a break to heal myself. I love you.
Yes. You are a beautiful soul, Sister Bessie. You are a special person, and I know that you will figure it out. You have a, you are love. You have a lot of people who love you, and you will figure it out, and we will help you to do that. So thanks for calling in, and I'm going to quote your line, peace and blessings, Sister Bessie. I guess he's gone. All right, so I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 2, who am I speaking with?
Hello, King Terrestrian. Hello?
King Davis. Is this
King
a commissioner?
King of O&E. This is the king. It's King of O&E. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Thanks for joining the show, Ms. Davis. You are mad.
I'm doing very well. Thank you. My husband and I are listening to your show. We were racing home. We were listening to the music. We were enjoying the information. We were enjoying the knowledge. You told me last week that you was going to start trouble, so I'm not surprised.
I'm trying to be good tonight. I'm being good.
Okay. I'm just saying, this is what the king does. Remember I told you, you put everything on the table, you picked up the topic and said, this is what we're going to deal with.
Hey, listen, we got to deal with some of this stuff, Ms. Davis. I'm not out here to lie to people and try to sugarcoat it. I'm trying to help people to figure it out so that we can move in a different way. I'm honored that you called in. I'm honored to have you on the show tonight with me.
I'm honored to be here. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. When is your next show?
It's Thursday, October 28th, Strictly Business with E. Davis. And we have one of the quarterly editors-in-chief of the Soul Pit magazine. It is a urban magazine in the city of Pittsburgh that comes out every 3 months. And it's going to be part two of my show from last month. It's business, not personal.
There you go. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to checking out your show. There you go. This is the Commissioner of O&E. He's doing a great job and everything. So thanks for calling in, Ms. Davis. And I think we have another track from Brother Huff. Brother Huff?
I can't convince it.
All right, brother. I think we have another caller in the queue. This is the Know Your Rights show. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Terrence. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Miss Petito?
I'm doing great. I'm working some nights now back to my poker league, so I have a five-minute break, and I just wanted to call in and support you and say hello.
Thank you. Always great to hear from you, Hall of Famer.
Look at that. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let other callers call in for you. I love you.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say hello to you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. When is your next show, Jerry?
Okay. So my next show is Tuesday night.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, 4 weeks. Yeah. I wasn't prepared.
That's okay, Jerry.
Guess what? Tuesday, November 16th. Okay?
Okay.
9:30, yes.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Great.
All right.
Indomitable Jerry Petito family. Thanks for calling in, Jerry. All right, so we want to keep this moving. I'm going to try to get through this. All right, so the third chakra, personal power, location, the solar plexus, and the knowledge of Christian sacrament, confirmation, parallels in the Sephiroth, Judaism tradition, Hod, majesty, and Niza, endurance. Primary strengths, trust and fear. Self-esteem, self-respect, and self-confidence. Care of oneself and of others. Sensitivity to criticism and personal honor. Responsibility for making decisions. Primary fears. Fears of rejection and failure to meet expectations. Fears of physical imperfectness, baldness, aging, obesity. Fears that your secrets will be discovered. Related body parts, the abdomen area, the liver, the spleen, the kidney, the stomach, the upper intestines, the gallbladder, the pancreas. Related health issues, arthritis, colon and intestinal issues, gastric and duodenal ulcers, pancreatitis, diabetes, anorexia, bulimia, and indigestion, and hepatitis. Sacred truth, honor oneself. Some questions for self-examination. Do you like yourself? If not, what don't you like about yourself and why? Are you actively working to change the things about yourself that you don't like? Are you continually wishing your life were different? If so, are you doing anything to change it? Or have you resigned yourself to your situation? All right? I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 4, who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello. How are you, brother? Peace and blessings. My name is Ricky Jones, Brother O, Brother Terry. Thank you so much for providing this knowledge and this wisdom.
Wait a minute. I know that I don't hear what I hear right now tonight. Are you telling me that the matriarch of our network called in tonight, the outstanding, indomitable Ricky R. Jones upon us tonight, the starter of what we've been doing for all these years? I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Yes, it is. Yes.
Calling it.
Yes, Brother O, it is. It is Ricky Jones. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us strength, man. The reason why we do this on a constant basis is because of someone like Ricky R. Jones. You don't know who just called into this network tonight, man. Like, this young lady helped me get to where I am today from one conversation. Let's join Blog Talk Radio. Tell us strength. I'm gonna fall back, man. You're talking to greatness right now. You're talking to history. I'm gone. I can't say no more.
I just wanted to come on and say thank you for providing freedom to people, for those who want it. And what I mean by that is the knowledge that you're bringing forth this evening is going to bring freedom to those who accept it and want it and change. So being that conduit, being that blessing, being that that peace, that center that's going to filter out in the information that you're giving to people. Someone is going to be freed by what you're giving out this evening. So thank you so very much. And I'm enjoying myself, and I'm going to come on off.
Wow, what a powerful way in which you said that, bringing freedom. Wow, impressive. He's impressive, brother. Impressive.
Well, first of all, let's give honor where honor is due. So Matrix Raw Network, you know, the person that started with me in this journey a long time ago. Let's go back to October 4th, 2012. Halcyon Days Production. Now, Ricky, now, you know, we owe the, you know, the Internet Radio Networks, you know, our Halcyon Days we visited, right? We owe that to them. But imagine what this lady has done for Internet Radio, her own podcast, Hands and Footprints, What is Your Legacy, that is still there for you to listen to on Blog Talk Radio. I am honored, and I don't say that a lot, but I'm honored. Listen, no, we are, and go there, because that's part of what we do. I'm talking about what you did on the side, but I'm honored tonight to have, you know, the archival, Ricky R. Jones, at Know Your Rights tonight. Tara Strength, like I said before, this young lady and I started something a long time ago that is continuing almost 9 years. And the hard work that Ricky and I put forth, you know, remember, Ricky, we only had 17 people on our first show, and now we're in the tens of millions. I want to thank you so much for just listening to what I had to say. To bring forth a building of a network, a building of a trust for the people that love to listen to good alternative radio. And what more can I say? I'm going to give it to Taris. And Taris, understand, man, this is history tonight.
Wow. I'm honored. Wow, bro.
Like I said, it's just, I'm sorry. Like I said, I just wanted to come on, and this is my first time that I've actually been on in a minute to, you know, I usually listen in, but this is the first time, and I just really felt compelled to come on and say, you know, continue doing what you're doing. As always, I've always said way back in the olden day when O and I were doing this, I always said about to every person that ever touched this microphone, you know, your intentions, if they're good, will always come out onto the microphone. And you give those blessings, you give those pieces to people. And if it's not true, that also comes out on the microphone as well. So it kind of goes along with what you're saying, how with our whole body and how we have to manifest certain types of things and have be in alignment, you know, to do this and to be in this industry and to love what you do on the microphone is so key and so crucial, because we are this vessel, we are this conduit, and if it's not like breathing, don't do it, you know. So thank you for what, like I said, thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for the freedom that you're going to give to someone this evening, or if not this evening, when someone listens later on. So continue with that, and praises and blessings be unto you, my brother.
Thank you very much. I'm truly honored. Thank you very much. I love your term about freedom. That is my intention. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, so you have a call. I'm going to read the fourth one, and then we're going to go to another caller. The fourth chakra, emotional power, location, center of the chest, an analogous Christian sacrament, matrimony or marriage, parallels in the Sephirot or Judaist tradition, Tiferet, beauty and compassion, primary strengths, love and compassion, forgiveness, hope, trust the ability to be a healing presence, primary fears, loneliness, emotional vulnerability, betrayal, hatred, jealousy, related body parts, the ribs, breast, lungs, heart and circulatory system, shoulders, arms and hands, the thymus gland, and the diaphragm, related health issues, all diseases related to the heart attack, congestive heart failure, mitral valve prolapse, all diseases related to the lungs, asthma, lung cancer, bronchial pneumonia, allergies, pain in the upper back and the shoulders, and breast cancer. Sacred truth, love is divine power. Some questions for self-examination. What emotional memories do you still need to heal? What fears do you have about becoming emotionally healthy? What have you done that needs forgiving? Which people are working to forgive you? Call the five in the queue. Who am I speaking with? This is the Know Your Right Show.
Hi, Paris. How are you? This is Chantilla Dovicia, a.k.a. Chantilla Day. How are you tonight? I am enjoying your show. Very interesting. And, So anatomy of the spirit, something that really needs to be discussed. A lot of people don't realize that our different emotions and our different spiritualities, you know, do have an effect on our health. And every part of the body is definitely connected to that. And with anatomy being the study of body parts and organisms and all that stuff, and when we dissect that, you know, it shows us their position in it, their relations, the structure, and also the function of all the aspects of anatomy. And what I thought about being a naturopathic doctor, I deal with a lot of clients that have cancer. And what I have noticed down through the 25-plus years of doing this, the cancer patients, well, they're not my patients, I call them clients, but those that have any type of always had a problem with forgiveness. And so many people don't realize that forgiveness, it doesn't have to be something that, you know, just happened and you go, well, I always forgive people. And things that we can carry, it can be all the way from childhood, you know, that people have somewhat forgotten about, but it's still there in their heart, you know, as an unforgiveness. And unforgiveness is definitely, it's demonic. And it's not of God because, you know, God tells us to forgive. And we have to forgive to live. So although there are, like, herbs and things out there that can get rid of cancer in the body. So all my clients that I've had that had cancer, they're cancer-free. But here's the thing, you know, somebody, you know, the herbs can get rid of the cancer. But then if you are still carrying that unforgiveness and you have not forgave who you should be forgiving, and it could even be yourself that you have not forgiven, and if you're still harboring that unforgiving spirit, then that cancer is still going to be there. So you have to, once you are healed from it, you have to let go of that unforgiveness. And, you know, unforgiveness will definitely eat you up, you know, just as anger will. And you know, so we have to be so very careful and realize that we have to be ever so willing to learn and to listen to, and to gain knowledge because, you know, the Bible also says in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I thank you so much tonight for your show, for giving the knowledge that you're giving tonight. It is definitely needed. And if I can, I want to give out my phone number for anybody that is going through fighting a battle of cancer or any other ailments or disease. I can help you, and I can do it naturally, doing it God's way. So my phone number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, it's 844-642-8378. Yeah, and I'm also a host on this network. Yeah. I'm the anchor of News Forum and host of News Forum that comes on every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. And again, Terrence, thank you so much for this topic tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And people, you can reach her. I'm sure she is on Facebook. I'm a friend of hers. So you guys can contact her. She posted her number, but you can reach her and let Miss Chinchilla help you out. Okay? Thank you, Chinchilla. Thank you. All right. So is there another call in the queue, brother?
Yes, it is.
Hello.
And it's a surprise to you, and she'll let you know who she is to ONE Dynasty.
Hello, this is Mo Garvin. I'm the new intern on ONE.
Okay, Mo. Thanks for joining us, Mo.
You're having a fantastic show. I just wanted to share, some people might be really skeptical about energy healing. It has been scientifically proven to work. There's a school called Barbara Brennan School of Energy Healing in Florida, started by Barbara Brennan, and she is an old NASA physicist, and she discovered what you were saying about Carolyn Mice, about the chakras and the energy field, and she was so fascinated, she gave up her job at NASA and began studying it, and she started a school. So I wanted to let people know that, and I also wanted people to know that you can actually visualize your chakras with something called Kirlian photography. You can actually take a picture of your chakras to see exactly what they're doing, so you can actually see, you know, your own imbalances.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find that really fascinating. And this book by Carolyn Mice, I read that book. That's a wonderful book. So just keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. This is the new intern, Mo Garman, I believe. When is your show, Ms. Garman?
November the 5th.
Okay. Great. Well, we look forward to checking you out.
Okay.
And
thank
what are you talking
so
about?
The title of my show is called Breaking the Silence.
Okay. Great. We'll definitely tune into that show. Thanks for calling in, Mo. Thanks for calling in. All right. I think we have another caller, caller 7. This is Know Your Right Show with Tara Strength. Who am I speaking with?
Well, first of all, I'm going to bring on this person because she's so important to ONE. This young lady has been with us for almost 9 years, and she has been the commitment to excellence that we look for in our hosts. Never complain. Always available, and one of the greatest informational persons of our time when it comes down to the alternative radio set. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee and the longest tenured host of the ONE Dynasty, Ms. Antonia Betts.
Well, thank you very much, producer. It's very kind of you. I'd like to say hello to Brother Terrence because, after all, you know, out of respect for his show, I want him to know that I'm acknowledging him and what he's bringing to us tonight. But as for the producer, I will say this much. You have introduced a couple of selections from Michael Jackson that I have never heard, and I am just flabbergasted that you managed to bring it in at a time when I got a chance to finally hear it. So God bless you on that one, and I thank you again. And Brother Terrence, I will say this. I will say that what the information that you're bringing, showing the connection between spiritual and other healing products and diseases and what have you, I listened to you closely for the reason I can understand and relate. And with the wisdom that not only you but your fellow hosts like myself have brought really can help people, we hope. And I think that's wonderful. And I'm only just one of many with information, but it's very kind of the producer to introduce me, as he did. And I thank you very much, Terrence, because after all, some people, they don't realize the connection between spiritual acknowledgement, how it affects your body, physical, well-being, because I can personally say that being a person that understands, you know, just general things about the basics of human nature when it comes to some issues, you know, when you think positive, it have actually affected certain portions of your body. I've heard testimonies from people as time went on, lately, I can say, who have vouched that they will not be negative if they can help in spirit and the way they think and the way they do things. For, you know, sometimes for Christian purposes or non-Christian, as long as it's an understood thing that we're doing God's will. I found that personally thinking positively has really caused some healing in certain things that I myself maybe had engaged in. And I will tell you, it helps you think clearer and help you spread better joy to other people. I don't care if you are a human vegetable. It can bring a smile on your face. Well, we don't wish that on anyone, of course. So I really appreciate your sharing the encouragement that you did along with the wonderful people who spoke on the importance of letting spiritual growth affect your physiology and as you mentioned, mental adjustment. So thank you. And you know, my show is called Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. I am on this coming Monday, November the 1st, before we do a lot of national voting on the political government levels all over the city, as well as staying focused on the healing of the coronavirus and then some situation. And by the way, I just wanted to say, Ricky Jones, you know, it is really good to hear you again. And I love hearing about your development on the show that you have. And I tell you, it's refreshing just to know that, you know, you have definitely taken your whole ordeal dealing with podcasts and what have you seriously. And I can appreciate you. So wonderful hearing you again as well. And you have a good day, a good night. Brother Terrence.
Thank you, Ms. Beth. It's an honor. It's an honor and inspiration to us all, really. Definitely to me. Thank you for those words. Thank you. Okay. All right, family. So I'm going to try to fly and try to get through this. I want to get through the seven chakras very quickly, but it will give me a little bit of time. All right. So the fifth chakra, the power of will, location, the throat, and the knowledge of Christian sacrament, confession. Parallels in the Sephiroth Judaist tradition, Hesed, or the love and mercy of God, and Gevurah, the judgment of God. Primary strengths, faith, self-knowledge, decision-making capacity. Primary fears, loss of faith, having no authority, the will of God. Related body parts, throat and everything around the inside, thyroid, trachea, esophagus. Hypothalamus, neck, mouth, jaw, and teeth. Related health issues, throat problems, mouth ulcers, thyroid issues. Sacred truth, surrender personal will to divine will. Some questions for self-examination. What is your definition of being strong-willed? Are you able to express yourself honestly and openly when you need to? If not, why not? What makes you lose control of your own willpower? Number six, the sixth chakra. The power of the mind, location, center of the forehead, and the knowledge of Christian sacrament, ordination, parallels in the Sephiroth or Judaist tradition, Bina, divine understanding, and Chokmah, divine wisdom, primary strength, intellectual capacity, creativity, emotional intelligence, primary fears, an unwillingness to discover your own fears, fear of discipline and objective truth, related body parts, the brain, pituitary and pineal glands, the eyes, the ears, the nose, related health issues, brain issues, strokes, tumors, hemorrhages, neurological problems, blindness, deafness, learning disability, sacred truth, seek only the truth. Some questions for self-examination. What beliefs do you have that cause you to interpret the actions of others in a negative way? What beliefs do you continue to accept that you know are not true? Are you frightened of the changes that might occur in your life? Should you openly embrace a conscious lifestyle? And number seven, the final chakra, family, our spiritual connector, location, top of the head, and the largest Christian sacrament, extreme unction for last rites, parallels in the Sephiroth or Judaic tradition, Keter or crown, primary strengths, devotion, faith, primary fears, the dark night of the soul, or loss of identity and connection, related body parts, the central nervous system, the muscular system, and the skin, related health issues, energetic disorders such as depression and exhaustion, sacred truth, live in the present moment, some questions for self-examination, do you bargain with God, do you complain to God more than you express gratitude, do you tend to pray for specific things rather than pray in appreciation, are you afraid of a closer spiritual connection to the divine because of the changes that it might trigger in your life. Key lessons from the anatomy of the spirit. The divine is locked within us, the three principles of energy medicine, and the sacred truths. This is something most religions believe in, and we are created by some God and made in his image. All right? The first principle is biography becomes biology. The second principle is personal power is necessary for health. In other words, a patient must generate internal energy to heal himself or herself, and this is closely related to the third principle, which is you alone can help heal yourself, meaning healing is a bit different from curing, and while the latter can be controlled with medicine, the former emotional or psychological balance is your domain exclusively. That's it, family. Thank you, brother.
Well, first of all, thank you, and what an outstanding show tonight right here on these O&E stations. Tomorrow night, we have Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We get a chance to play the American Songbook, Cole Porter, tomorrow night right here on these O&E stations. And we want to thank all of our listeners to Count Not Robbery to call in tonight. And, of course, Brother Nation is advertising to O&E, which is on the belly and goes in and reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com. As well as Ngozi Primetime on that, tabnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi appearance to Google Plus. Oladele Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Know Your Rights, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight, Oladele. That goes to ramayangmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing this Ronnie. The 2019 and that also the disc jockey is Ronnie, but most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And tonight, like I said, dedication to Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass, Nelson Mandela, Althea Gibson, Spike Lee, Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, Langston Hughes, Shirley Chisholm, and the great Martin Luther King Jr. Can you feel it?
The drum major instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We'll be able to do it.